Giant. Released in 1956, it was the last time that we had the opportunity to see James Dean on film. The film was released after his tragic death, and the movie is directed by George Stevens. It's an epic to its stars. Elizabeth Taylor plays Leslie, Leslie Benedict. Rock Hudson plays Jordan Bick Benedict. And James Dean is Jet Ring. They're the three main characters. The supporting cast is extensive. Carol Baker plays Leslie and Rock's daughter, Luz. And Dennis Hopper plays the son, Jordan. They arrive on screen about midway through the movie. It's of awesome length, over 3 hours. Other notable characters in the movie are Rock's sister, Luz, played by Mercedes McCambridge, and Sal Mino plays Angel Obregon, a friend of Jordan. I may have missed one or two others, but those essentially are the significant cast. So what is this epic movie about? And it's set in the 20s in Texas, and it's a movie about a ranch owner, a cattle ranch owner, Bick Benedict, who has a huge piece of land, 595,000 acres. And we meet Bick when he's gone up to Maryland to buy a prized stallion. And there he comes upon Leslie, a young, very attractive, well-educated, confident young woman, and he falls for her in a big way. And what happens is that they marry, and she returns to the ranch in Texas with Bick. And then the movie actually focuses solely on the activities on the ranch. The movie is a movie that focuses very much on the role of men in Texan life. And we come across early on episodes where racism is clearly on the agenda of most businessmen. Mexicans are treated almost with disdain, and women are also very much part of the chattels of ownership. Now, Leslie's appearance rather upsets this equilibrium, and she's constantly challenging Bick with regard to his beliefs, his actions. Luz, the sister, has carried out the duties of looking after the ranch, and she's upset with the arrival of Leslie. And we shortly meet Dean's character, Jet Ring, who's a sullen, sort of lonely guy who works for Bick, keeps himself very much to himself. What happens early on is that the stallion is taken for a ride by Luz, and the stallion needs some handling, and she's unable to do so. There's a dreadful, she has a dreadful fall from the horse, and the result of all this is that she dies of a hemorrhage, a brain hemorrhage, and the horse is destroyed, much to Leslie's horror, by Bick. But as a result of the death, the sister has left a small plot of land to Jed Rink, and his fortunes change dramatically from there on, as on that land he finds oil and becomes a tycoon. However, he has obviously got a love for Leslie, which is never noted by her, and he continues to be a very unhappy individual. We trace over a 30-odd year period the lives of Bick and Leslie through their early marriage, the arrival of three children, two of which have significant roles later on. Carol Baker is the daughter Luz, who gets quite attached to the middle-aged Jet, who still looks like an attractive catch. And Hopper, I think this is almost his first performance in a major role as Jordan, who rocks the boat with regard to the expectancy by the father that he will continue to run the ranch, basically saying that he wants nothing to do with it and he wants to embark on a career in as a doctor, which he achieves. The film is far too long. It has its moments. There's some memorable scenes, particularly the latter part of the movie, where we have a special event laid on for Jet Ring by all and sundry to reward him for his spectacular rise to fame. But he can't handle the fame, and the scene where he's about to make a speech is an amusing at best, but typical of what can happen when you're rich and unhappy. He gets as drunk as a skunk and collapses in a heap. As for how the movie ends up, well, nothing of too much significance. The Jordan marries a Mexican girl, which draws our attention to further incidents of blatant racism against his wife. All in all, it's a very watchable movie. The print is gloriously colourful. Of course, the environment for the movie is wonderful, and I suggest that you give it a watch. It's not the greatest movie I've ever seen, but it certainly has its moments. The acting is superb. Both Taylor Hudson and Dean collectively bring a great performance, albeit Dean's involvement is limited as a supporting act. But Taylor is magnificent with her beauty and her attractive character blossoming in front of the screen. Hudson, surprisingly, puts in a great performance, and we witness how his character changes throughout the film. So there we have it then, Giant, released in 1956.